And I think all of us realize that this is the kind of cash-based budgeting we have. I'm disturbed not by that, by the cash-based budgeting, but by the difference between the State Affairs and the Finance Committee versions having to do with the rewrite of the spending limit. I am afraid that just like we have found it more convenient in our private lives to undertake to pay our daily bills by plastic, that the particular form this rewrite takes of the spending limit and the other pressures that other speakers have spoken of, that we are going to be placing the state in the position of having to finance their operations, maintenance, and construction through a rolling program of debt management. In other words, we're going to get away from as much of a debt cash-based economy as we have now and move to our major funding of our operations and our construction through bonding and through debt, both revenue and other kinds of debt, because of the way this is crafted. And so I ask you to consider very carefully adopting the finance substitute over the State Affairs.
Representative Barnes.
Speaker, could we have a brief at ease?
House, please, stand at ease.
Mr. Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 39 be held in second reading till Monday's calendar with all pending amendments.
There is objection. Representative Clarkson.
I'm sorry, it's not yet in. I'm not sure where we stand. I don't think we're quite in second reading yet. We have a pending motion.
We are in second reading.
We haven't accepted it.
Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us,
Representative. Is your plan, I hope, just continue through until we finish up our business?
I was going to handle the next two citations and then try to wrap it up real quickly.
Fine.
We do have an Anchorage caucus meeting that started about 7 minutes ago that we'd like to get to if we could.
The minority has no objection to that whatsoever, Mr. Speaker.
Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation honoring Session 1 close-up students by Senators Ferguson Ray and Representatives Adams, Fuller, Herman, and Grusendorf.
Representative Herman. Excuse me, Representative Barnes.
Mr. Speaker, I move the citation and ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam, L.L. Doc Huffman, by Senators Fahrenkamp, Bennett, and Moss, and Representatives Liska and Schultz.
Representative Liska.
Speaker, I move the citation ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. One item of unfinished business, the House Health, Education, and Social Services Chairman has advised me that House Bill 579, which is in that in the HES committee, which is a bill dealing with Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps instructors, has a fiscal note that will be leaving with that bill when it leaves the HES committee. So at this time, I'd like to add a finance referral. Further unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Adams.
Yes, sir. The only bill we'll hear in House Finance today is House Bill number 504. We will not be closing out the administration. That'll be closed out, be announced next week. But tomorrow, Friday, we'll close out Department of Labor, Department of Environmental Conservation, and we'll not close out this week Public Safety.
President Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a meeting of the Interior Delegation on adjournment in the budget report.
Representative Pestinger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a meeting of the Anchorage Caucus in the House Finance Committee room, the House Finance Committee room upon adjournment.
Representative Miller.
Could I ask, will there be a calendar tomorrow?
There will be, I believe. A very light calendar. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. There'll be a light caucus of the House Democrats tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Good. Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Special Committee on State Loans will have two bills up tonight at 5 o'clock.
Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, today the Special Committee on Fisheries will be holding a teleconference on bills that are listed on the calendar for Tuesday at 2:30.
The conference committee that's considering House Bill 7, that's the mandatory automobile insurance legislation, will meet today at 1:15 in the House Speaker's chambers. The meeting will be very brief and would appreciate it if members would be prompt. That would be, in addition to myself, that would be Representative Winty and Representative Bussell. Further announcements? Special orders? Representative Davis?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have some printed matter. I'd like to speak on printed matter.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have some printed matter I'd like to hand out to all the members, and I think the material will speak for itself.
Further special orders, Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I have the privilege of the floor to make an announcement?
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, for those of the members who missed the wonderful play Yupik Antigone when it was here in Juneau, the Perseverance Theater announced today that Yupik Antigone will represent the United States at the Theater of Nations Festivals in France this summer, and they will spend 2 weeks in New York at the La Mama Invitation. And it's a play that I'm sorry not all of us were able to see. I've now seen it half a dozen times. And the transition from Greek to Yupik went real well, and hopefully we'll be able to have it on television production. And when it does arrive, I invite all members to view the production. Thank you.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that I stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, March 16, 1984.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.